This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. And, you know, we're breaking down, getting ready to go to deer camp today. And, you know, one of the things that is almost the first item on the list is beer when I go to deer camp, because you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. You don't want to break camp and have to make a run to the store. Bring it with you. But, you know, one of the great surprises that I always like to bring along is a little bit of wine. You know, beer is great, but it just kind of sets the mood a little different for me if I bust open a couple bottles of wine. And, you know, we're not doing the crystal glasses with a pinky extended. I might just do them with a paper cup or a plastic cup. But just having a little bit of wine with that fresh venison is a better deal for me. What do you think, Bob?
I do. I very often like to just have like my favorite cup, like my Air Force cup, you know, this big job and whatever. I just keep rinsing it out all the time and putting something different in it. Starts with coffee in the morning, 10 o'clock, you come back from hunting and it's a Bloody Mary. And that's just a rule.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're absolutely right. And you're very good at this. When we hunted in Kansas, you brought in the grilling rig, you hauled out a whole case of wine. And Rob was blown away. And that added a really nice touch to our afternoon of fishing, because I think we polished off half that case that afternoon.
Yeah, and that's how you get names like Crappie Joppy.
Yeah, that's right.
When you're drinking wine and fishing.
So
yeah.
It is a nice touch, and that's why I thought it would be important to get this next fella on the show.
Yeah, joining us right now on the grilling line is Doug Wells from Fenn Valley Winery. What's brewing down there, Doug?
Well, good morning to you. We are at the end of harvest, which means that my people here can all go deer hunting and get away. But it's interesting when you're talking about venison. See, deer love grapes. And on the back of the farm is the game preserve. So the state is busy raising deer, and they come on over to our vineyards for dessert.
Nice.
And so I send people out there every fall to hunt. And they come back, but one of the rules is that I get some venison from them. And they always give me a couple of back straps, which I love to marinate and then grill. And what we call that our revenge meal, by the way.
Beautiful.
And so one of the things that we like to serve with that is a wine, a red wine made from a grape called Chancellor. Now, Chancellor is an obscure French hybrid grape. It's not widely grown here in Michigan. But it has a very earthy quality about it, and like tobacco smells like if you've ever opened a pack of cigarettes and smelled that. That's the kind of smell we're talking about. And it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful with venison. And so we no longer make Chancellor as a varietal, but it is a significant component of what we call Lakeshore Red, which is a blend of Chancellor and Merlot and Cabernet Franc. And the wine is absolutely stunning when it comes to the venison, especially grilled venison. And the best thing is it's not expensive. Here at the winery, I know it's $10, and I've seen it in other stores in West Michigan for even less than that.
You know, Doug, if you have a problem with deer on that border, Jop and I'd be... We would actually work for wine, and we'd be more than willing to come down and just camp out in the back of the winery there.
And
now we're talking,
everybody
Doug.
Else. Yeah, I got them lined up from here to Fennville wanting to camp out on the back.
Yeah,
yeah, but those people don't have a radio show,
right? And they'll these guys will shoot it, cut it up, package it, and bring it to you as well. No, shameless plug there. But, Doug, what was the name of that wine again, the trade name of it, if somebody was looking for that in the store?
The one you call that Lakeshore Red.
Lakeshore Red.
Just a common blend, and it's not, you know, it's nothing fancy, but it's great, great with venison.
I love blends. I mean, I don't know. There very often you get like a fuller flavor with a blend, and a lot of wines that I enjoy anyway. So, do you have another red in particular that you would recommend for venison?
Yeah, actually, I do. It's another blend. It's called Capriccio, and that's our most popular red wine, and it goes well with venison as well. It's You know, I love either of these wines are blends, and I, like you, agree. The best wines are actually blends. That's where the art of the winemaker comes in. You know, I often tell people an idiot can make wine, because really wine makes itself. But it's the blending is where you start to become creative, because you're combining a number of different flavors together, trying to create something unique and new.
So you must do that in, like, small batches and just do repetitive testing and tasting and...
Yeah, actually, that's the fun part. I do it in little flasks in the lab, and then you do a little of this and a little of that, and you make another blend and another blend. Then you go through and taste them, and then you go through and taste them a couple hours later. Then you go through and taste them the next day because your palate changes from day to day.
Rough work, but somebody's got to do it, right?
Oh, man, that's the truth, and I'm glad it's me.
All right, well, we sure appreciate that. And, again, this is Doug Welsh from Fen Valley Winery, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful heritage you've got there in your facility, and just a beautiful vineyard, and hats off to you, because that's quite an operation you've got. Enjoyed going down there, and we're definitely going to come back, and hopefully you have too many deer here in the next few weeks where you have to call us. So
We'll see. Maybe I will. I got your number.
Yeah, check it out on the website at fenvalley.com. They're down there between Allegan and the Lakeshore. So check them out. Get down there. Wonderful tasting room.
Yeah.
I highly recommend that, is to go down there. Very affordable. Give it a try. It's you'll find wines that are, you'll be amazed that they're made in Michigan.
Yes. Thanks, Doug.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun to get down there at Fen Valley.
It really is. That's a place you need to visit if you haven't been there.
And they're very good at helping you with picking out the varietals, depending on what your palate is, if you like dry, like sweet, what you're going to eat it with. They've got some very educated people down there.
But they also, when they give you a sample, they give you a nice sample.
Yeah.
It's not like pathetic.
Yeah, it's not that cheap little stuff.
You want to take their wine home.
Yeah, but anyway, grab a case of wine, bring it up to Deer Camp. You know, this isn't a highfalutin thing. Wine goes very well with the lean venison meat. You get it cleanses the palate. It really adds a great complement to the variety of recipes that you're going to have at camp. And I've got a recipe real quick for Halloween's over. It's behind us right now. But one of the things I do is you get those little small pie pumpkins. And, you know, you got to have something sweet at Deer Camp, too, because it isn't all just meat. You got to have something sweet at the end of the meal. I've got these little what I call them portable pumpkin pie. It's not a pie at all. It's just a piece of the pumpkin. Put a little melted butter, brown sugar, cinnamon, allspice, and nutmeg, and a little bit of salt. Cut them up in like 4-inch by 6-inch chunks. Take the skin off. Put that on the grill and just grill it until it gets soft. And what'll happen is that sugar, butter, cinnamon, allspice will melt on top. You take those off and set it on a guy's plate. Just with a fork. There's no crust. It's just the pumpkin. You'll be amazed how good of a dessert that is.
I wonder if you could even leave the skin on.
Well, you could, but
it doesn't, a bowl.
In my experience, it doesn't cook as well with the skin on. You want to get that skin off of there. It's just a piece of the pumpkin flesh, if you
will. Nice. Sounds great.
Yeah. So coming up next, we're going to break down that Deer Camp list. You're going to be surprised some of the things that are going to be on this list that I bet you forgot in the past, and the Grilling Guys are going to help you out. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're helping you with camp, and we'll be right back. Check the rep, yep, you know my will. Forget the rest, let them know my hell. They're back, yet my soul ain't sale. Kept respect up the best they fail. Let the rest be the tale they tell. That I was there, saying, and these promises broken. The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.